Yes, welcome back. Kind of threw that in there because that's exactly what the Joint Finance Committee Republicans did to Tony Evers' budget. They wiped it out. It's like 384 items. It's just ridiculous. And all of them were things that I mentioned. Evers traveled the state. He went into the so-called red part of the country or the state, right? It's all ridiculous. And they liked, for the most part, I think, on many of the things, it was like around 70% of the people in Wisconsin agreed. Well, I mean, who wouldn't agree with, you know, covering 90,000 people with health care and getting $1.6 billion over 2 years to make that happen, right? Yes. And if you want to call in, it's 844-967-2789. We've got Mark in the sack. Mark, what's happening?
Hey, well, just put it on speed dial, then you don't need to worry about remembering the number. And I was going to say that it occurs to me that I kind of coined something. I may have coined this last night. It's time to drive a stake through the undead heart of Paul Weyrich and perhaps Ayn Rand as well, and find out what her, you know, tomb they're sleeping in and turn them to dust like the vampires that they are, because Paul Weyrich preached against good government, and that's what the Republicans don't like to see, is good government. They don't believe that government can be a force for good, except for enforcing, you know, what they see as, you know, the you know, theological issues that are supposed to be not in our in our secular canon of laws, that we're not supposed to govern the state according to what the church says. I mean, that I heard a program this morning, or maybe it was last night, talking about that the Republicans are upset that we took prayers out of, you know, prayer out of public schools. Well, you've got so many diverse, you know, faiths right now, even within Christianity. I mean, there are fundamentalists who take exception to if you cross yourself in the Catholic form of prayer, and get very highly offended if you do that in their presence.
Hey, if their prayers led them to the action for helping the people that needed it most in this world, it would be okay, but that's not what they use. It's a disguise.
It'd be fine. I mean, that what did Jesus say is we're supposed to take care of the least among us, and this $1.6 billion would go a long ways to taking care of the least among us. I mean, Robin Voss says, oh, that's welfare. Well, that bastard.
He took $286,000 for his prison labor, popcorn factory, slum lording it in Whitewater, millionaire. Didn't need the help, and the people that did, because I know plenty of people with small restaurants that didn't get a dime.
Well, what the hell is that aside from welfare for him? I mean, it makes you sick, because then that's what the guy should be confronted with. I mean, you can't do it because it's assault, but you can't just sit there and pelt these guys with rotten vegetables and rotten eggs and rotten tomatoes and all that, because that's what happened back in, you know, the days of yore, back in the days of the founders. That's what happened to some of the politicians when they did something that was unpopular. They got pelted with stuff, and people weren't charged with assault. I mean, back then.
You can bring vuvuzelas and pizza boxes that are made into signs that, I mean, I've seen them work, man. I had one that you just talked about how these guys are vampires, right? One of my earlier signs, and it was related to the Koch brothers and Alec, was they're already dead. They just need to be staked. So you're right on.
it just is remarkable that these guys that you know, that they supposedly embrace Christianity and they talk about how holy they are, but they certainly don't embrace, you know, Jesus actually treating actual teachings. I mean, they go back to the Old Testament, and you know, from my read, is that Jesus established a New Testament, and the laws of Deuteronomy and Leviticus and all that don't apply. And as far for gay people, I mean, I think it's in the New Testament where it says there are men that are born eunuchs and some that are made that way by men. And that may be a reference to the fact accepting of homosexuality. I mean, that we don't know what was actually in the mind of the person that penned that. But, it is just disgusting that these guys are, you know, Evers was governor, and the whole Act 10, the whole lame duck conspiracy to remove the governor's powers and the attorney general's powers was just a crime against the state, and the Supreme Court never should have upheld that. They should have recognized it for what it was, but they agree with what it was. I mean, that we've got Annette Ziegler, who's going to be our Chief Justice, who, you know, dealt
Chief
with
Injustice.
Her husband was involved
get it, in. Get it right now, Chief Injustice. Yes, and don't be ashamed
right,
to say it, because that's what I'm going to do when I see her.
It is just disgusting, and that, and these guys come, you know, they take off mask mandates, capacity mandates, yet they are still they're making those decisions from secluded locations where they don't have to come,
right.
come in contact with people.
They did that when they made us vote back in April. You may make them do it in person, even though we're going to make them do it in person, via the internet, all talking together on screen. And here's the thing. We've seen a lot of things, Mark, that COVID has pointed out, and one of them is they don't need to be in Washington, right? They don't need to be in Washington. They need to be in their districts, and we can do everything, you know, we're pretty advanced technologically, right? I mean, it's Skype, and Zoom, whatever. Put up a big panel and let everybody watch them. Let's be more transparent. Let's let everybody watch these guys do their stuff on C-SPAN, right?
Yeah, and what is, you know, and then heaven forbid you take a picture of them from the gallery. That's a crime to take a picture of Wisconsin politicians from the gallery. I mean,
you can't even take signs in anymore. That we used to be able to take signs in.
You mentioned, you know, a pandemic disease is nothing new because, you know, the plague has been around. The Black Death has been around for several thousand years, and, you know, occasionally sweeping through, and so people recognize the fact that disease, you know, recognize no boundaries. I mean, that's what the Republicans fail to recognize is this COVID does not recognize national boundaries. It doesn't recognize state boundaries. It doesn't recognize county boundaries. It doesn't recognize city boundaries. I mean, that's the nature of disease. That's what science has shown us. Well, you know, it's not some evil demon that causes disease. It's a virus. You know, that, and they need to accept the fact that science actually exists. And I'm not telling you guys anything, and most of our listeners that aside from a few of the trolls that are out there listening, and you know, they crawl out from their bridge under their bridge occasionally. You know, when the billy goats gruff take a vacation.
Who dares to cross my bridge?
And I just wish, you know, the billy goats gruff would just, you know, sharpen their horns and just drive these people, you know, back under their bridges and just keep them there.
I am.
I mean, because
I'm starting. I got my horn sharpened, dude. Hey, thanks for calling again. Thanks for listening,
brother.
And participating. And I know I'm going to see a lot of these people that we hear on the radio coming to the Capitol. Because, I mean, what else you got to do, right? Might as well pack a brown bag lunch like old Scott Walker used to, right? There's plenty of parking. I mean, some of the ramps are, you know, they're not that expensive, and it's worth it. But I'm hoping somewhere down the road, people are going to get upset enough that we're going to have to go inside the building unarmed like we did in 2011 and advance something forward in Wisconsin, because the Republicans are just going to keep taking us backwards. If you think they're done, they're not. You know, they're operating under, you know, ALEC, which is Koch funded. And Charles Koch, one day he said, somebody asked him when was enough, and he said he wants it all. He wants to own everything. And we've seen enough billionaires out there. They all have the same disease. It's like a board game for these guys. Who can become the most wealthy without working and by squeezing workers and families? Taking away all the benefits that I saw when I was growing up as a kid. Families didn't struggle nearly as much. Of course, we had racism and poverty since day one, so that's where I'm at. That's like, why don't we take some of these tax dollars instead of killing people in other countries, mostly innocent people that just happen to be there, and rebuild this country, make it great for the first time? And I don't think we can end racism per se, but we can do what I've always done, which is call it out and drive it deep into the dark corner where it belongs, where it was for quite a while before Trump decided to take the lid off and police departments decided that they could just execute people, brown people in the streets without any accountability. And that hasn't stopped. And neither have the school shootings when a sixth grader shows up and starts shooting people at their school. We got a lot of problems. And I don't want to hear about we shouldn't let transgender people play sports. Really? This is what the Republicans do. And the party itself, Donald Trump is their fearer, right? Not the fearer. He's too much of a coward for that, but maybe he is. But fearer. He drives them into these corners for fear. They're afraid of so much. I'm afraid more of white men than anything else that I've ever run into, being a white guy. You know, it's pretty obvious to me. How much time we got? Time to go to commercial. We'll be back. One more segment, folks.